Bolivia?
His family owned most of the peach trees all and all of the land on the east side of the lake. Trout often showed up at night school, but never paid attention. He walked in class and was disrespectful to the students around him. He was loud and stupid. A lot of men in town were not educated. That didn't bother Miss Catherine. She knew they'd spent most of their lives working on farms and ranches and hadn't had much schooling. That was why she was there, to teach them. But Trout didn't want to learn. He seemed to be proud of his stupidity. "How'd you like to take a ride on my new boat this Saturday?" he asked her one evening after class. "No, thank you," said Miss Catherine. "We've got a brand new boat," he said. "You don't even have to row it." "Yes, I know," said Catherine. Everyone in town had seen and heard the Walker's new boat. It made a terribly loud noise and spewed out ugly black smoke over the beautiful lake. Trout had always gotten everything he had ever wanted. He found it hard to believe that Miss Catherine had turned him down. He pointed his finger at her and said, "No one ever says no to Charles Walker." "I believe I just did," said Miss Catherine.